So yesterday the bombshell was that Dan McCready took to Twitter and other media means to announce that he was, in light of all this, withdrawing his concession.
Last week we began to learn about shameful criminal activity bankrolled by my opponent to take away North Carolinians' very rights to vote. I didn't serve overseas in the Marine Corps just to come back home and watch politicians and career criminals attack our democracy. That's why today I withdraw my concession to Mark Harris, who's remained completely silent. And I call on Mark Harris to tell us exactly what he knew and when he knew it.
And since that time, which happened late yesterday afternoon, Dan McCready has been making the rounds of national television. He just got off CNN and he joins us by phone right now. Dan McCready, welcome. When did you decide to withdraw your concession? What was the straw that broke the camel's back for you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good.
Great to be on with you.
I was shocked to see the state board of election a week ago decide in a unprecedented 9-0 bipartisan decision to refuse to certify the results of this race. I was in Disney World with my four little kids 2 weeks ago and my wife Laura, and just watched in shock as the evidence of criminal activity and fraud and irregularities rolled out over the last week, not just on a day-by-day basis, on literally an hour-by-hour basis. I started my career overseas, Mike, in the Marine Corps. I understand what it means to fight for this country. I understand what it means to be a democracy, and our most fundamental right is our right to vote. And I just can't believe that right here in North Carolina we have politicians who are bankrolling criminals
Stop right there, Dan. Do we know that he bankrolled criminals? Do we know that he knowingly bankrolled criminals?
Well, the evidence does not look good for my opponent, Mark Harris, but there's only one person that can tell us what exactly he knew and when, and that's Mark Harris. And his silence is unacceptable. You know, he needs to come clean. And he needs to tell the people in North Carolina who had their voices taken from them exactly what he knew and when.
So I'm hearing you say that you believe that Mark Harris, when his organization, the people working in his campaign, hired the Red Dome Group out of Cornelius, who then subcontracted out to McCray Dowless in Bladen County, that he knew what he was getting into. You believe that he knew what was going on. That's what you're saying.
Well, look, Bladen County is a small place. You know, these are small towns. People know who the shady characters are. Robert Pittenger, the incumbent congressman, is on the record saying he refused to hire McCray Dowless because of the illegal activity. Mark Harris hired the criminal, who, by the way, was under investigation at the time for absentee ballot fraud, to manage his absentee ballot program, seeing the results of the last two elections, seeing the overwhelming evidence of fraud in the data, hired him. And then Mark Harris liked his services so much that he recommended the criminal McCray Dowless to other politicians. So, you know, I can't get in Mark Harris's head, but I think it's absolutely essential that he end the silence and stop hiding behind a lawyer and tell all of us what he knew.
So, Dan, this is Eric Spanberg. I'm curious, obviously, you want the end result of this to be you going to Washington to be in Congress, but how do you think this should be resolved? How should an election be reconfigured? What is the fairest way to resolve this?
Should there be a primary again in the Republican side of things? Should Robert Pittenger have a chance at this again?
Well, this really is not about me. This is not even about Mark Harris. I mean, this is about people who had their voices silenced. And your right to vote is your voice. It is our most sacred right here in America. And so this is about people. This is not about whether someone votes for a Republican or votes for a Democrat. It's not about whether it's a Republican or Democrat in office. This is a lot bigger than any one election.
But what's the fairest way to resolve that? What's the fairest way for everyone's voice to be heard?
Well, the State Board of Elections needs to do exactly what they're doing and conduct a full and a thorough investigation. And if that investigation shows that this election was tainted, then there absolutely should be a new election.
Well, let me ask you this, because you have a lot at stake in this. If they don't decide on a new election, but they do see that there's been voter fraud committed and the margin narrows to several hundred, like 300, 200 votes, are you going to call for a new election yourself? And if there is a new election, whether you call for it or they call for it, are you prepared to run again?
The only thing I'm focused on now, Mike, is fighting for these people who had their voices taken. I think, I'm someone who follows the laws and follows the process, and I think we have exactly the right process happening right now, where the State Board of Elections is conducting an investigation. And I just want to point out that it took a lot of courage for the Republicans on that board to join the Democrats and the Independent and call in a bipartisan 9-0 decision not to certify the results. Not only is apparently this is the greatest election fraud that any of us have seen in recent memory, but the Republicans on that board should really be commended for the courage that they had to do something bipartisan and stand up for people's rights. I trust the process.
We know we have to let you go, but I think Steve Harrison has a question. Do you have a question?
Yeah, sure. Dan, this is Steve Harrison with WFAE. A question I had is about Robeson County. Had the highest rate of unreturned ballots. Most of them were from Democrats. Have your people kind of talked to people on the ground? Like, what happened there? Did people just simply not turn them in, or did someone take them for them?
We're trying to piece together the puzzle just like everyone else. We've tried to do anything we can to cooperate with the authorities and the party help get to the bottom of this. But it does appear that a lot of people had their voices silenced, not just in Bladen County, but in Robeson County, too. And it appears that a lot of elderly folks were really preyed on by these criminals, which is just absolutely shameful activity.
Dan McCready, who withdrew his concession yesterday afternoon in the 9th Congressional District race, which Mark Harris, at least at the moment of the election, seemed to have won. Maybe not. We'll keep our eye on that. Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Great to be on with you.
Very good. We made a request of the Harris campaign to have Mark Harris with us this morning as well. We have not heard back.